From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. This year, on the Captain's Log, you'll hear voices from our community near and far about how they're doing, music that resonates, tributes to those living and gone, and more, all with our standard spacey music, Star Trekery, and a dose of hope. We want to hear your voice and your perspective on life during COVID-19. Now it's easier than ever to submit your Captain's Log for our show. You can simply call 520-222-8652 and leave your captain's log as a voicemail for us. That's 520-222-8652. Before you do, please visit kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project for further instructions, or email me at amya@kxci.org. Captain's Log, April 4th, 2021. Amy A. Well, I got my first COVID vaccine shot this past week. My arm hurt for a few days, but I took some ibuprofen and it was fine. After the shot is administered, you wait in the room to make sure you don't have immediate effects and schedule your second shot appointment. I had a moment of extreme emotion in those 15 minutes. I cried. I cried for all the months of fear, the months of loneliness, for loss, and also because I was feeling an extreme and deep sense of relief. It was a release. I have so much gratitude for the volunteers who were compassionate and nice to me as I was processing this. Back here at Captain's Log headquarters, today my guest is local musician and Rialto staffer, Lara Ruggles, aka Sharkheart. Lara gets pretty real about bike accidents, working from home, her new album, and the future. Let's listen in.
You're welcome to refer to me as Lara or as Sharkheart. I always tell people I pronounce it Lara like Sarah, Ruggles like Snuggles. I'm a musician and singer-songwriter and producer. I grew up more or less here in Tucson and spent a decade away and then came back about 4 years ago. Since then, I've been performing under the name Sharkheart, doing a little bit more like electronic production in Ableton, a lot of vocal looping and things like that. They give songs a little bit more depth and make it a little bit more fun to perform solo. And I work at the Rialto Theater here in Tucson.
Fun. What do you do there?
I'm the communications coordinator, so it's sort of a position that came about after COVID. And it has involved a lot of fundraising and collaborating on our social media and how we're continuing to move forward as we as we navigate this incredibly weird time. I'm working almost entirely from home. I was at the theater today because there was a local flower shop, Blue Maven, that was doing a flower bomb in front of our entrance, which was pretty fun. It was my first time there in a while. But I've been working almost entirely from home since last March. I've had moments where I've been, I don't want to say like less careful, because I feel like, you know, I've almost like all of my socializing has been masked and outdoors since last March. Like, I haven't hugged my parents in a year, you know. There have been moments where I quarantined really hard and didn't even go to the grocery store for a couple weeks so that, you know, my husband and I could then spend the holidays with his parents. Or I had a friend who was getting married in October, and she was going to do like the tiny 5 to 10 person ceremony in October, and then like a bigger one sometime this year was the plan. And the more that she talked about her wedding, the more that I was like, you're putting a lot of effort into this very small ceremony. Like, you're not going to want to do this again in a year. And so I ended up like flying in October to her wedding in South Carolina with an N95 on, and a test before I left, and a test on the way back, and a bunch of quarantining in the weeks surrounding. So trying to do everything as safely as possible, but there have been a couple of times when I needed to make a friend or a family member a priority.
Working from home for an entire year is a long time. Are you used to it now?
I do feel used to it, and I feel like it's always been something I've been pretty comfortable with, because before I was like working what you would consider actual jobs, you know, in the nonprofit world. I did all of my work either from home or on the road, interspersed with like gig jobs, you know, where I would nanny for 5 different families in a week, or, you know, deliver for Postmates or drive for Lyft. I feel like as far as managing my time on my own goes, I've always been pretty good at it, and I've always been pretty comfortable about working from home and getting a lot done. And my challenge is, like, if I'm working from home, just making sure that I'm consistently letting the right people know what I'm doing, as opposed to just like insulating myself and putting my head down and just doing things. We are shopping differently. We used to shop for like 1 or 2 meals at a time and go to the grocery store every 2 days or so. And now we like really plan out our meals, and we shop for like a week's worth of meals at a time, and we eat like exclusively leftovers for lunch, and we cook like 9 out of 10 nights, you know? Like, we've been going out to eat very little, and saving a lot of money that way. We were doing more running and biking at the beginning of the pandemic, but then my husband had a bike fall in November and he broke his collarbone. Since then, he's still using his bike, but he got one of those like things that makes his bike into a stationary bike so that he can just ride it in the house, because he feels a little bit safer and more stable that way. And I don't think I've been on a bike ride since that happened, which is sad because he's such a big part of my motivation. It was so sudden. Like, we were riding side by side on the Santa Cruz River path, and you know, 1 second everything was fine, and the next second, like, he was riding pretty close to the edge and his front tire just suddenly was like off the edge. So I think it's kind of changed his perspective of like how quickly it feels like things can go wrong, and made it feel a little bit less safe. just more like anything could happen at any moment if you're out on a bike ride. So yeah, it's like the outer edge of his collarbone. It's crazy. This is what they told us at the doctor's office. I had no idea that this was a thing. The orthopedic surgeon told him that he could get surgery and they could put a plate and pins in there, because it's like a, you know, like the bones, the two ends of the bone are in different places. I don't know if this is what anyone on the radio was expecting to hear. But like the two ends of the bones are in different places, and in order to bring them back together again, he would need like the pins and the plate. And the orthopedic surgeon was like, 10 years ago, we would have told you that's the way to go. But now we have enough research that says that you can really go either way. And if you don't get the pins in the plate, the bones won't join again, but you'll regain your strength and your mobility. And there'll be like enough scar tissue in between the ends of the bones that it won't be that much different than having a healed bone. So that's the route that he chose to go, because he was like, I don't think that I really want to go into a hospital for surgery in the middle of a pandemic. I feel like a song that I've returned to for comfort a lot, like if I'm gonna sit down and play a song to comfort myself, it's More Than This, which is not on the new album. I released it last July. That was a song that got me through kind of a tough period in like the 8 months or so before COVID happened, when I was like kind of just questioning my relationship to music and why it's so hard for musicians to feel like they have a way to earn a livelihood. And struggling with like where to go career-wise. And just coming back to that song and sitting down at the piano and playing it over and over again was like, it was like the thing that I wished that someone else would tell me. So I wrote it.
When you've tried everything you can think of, and you wanna give up, and there are no when you're lower than you thought you could go, and you weren't prepared for how much it hurts. When the
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. You just heard the song that Lara Ruggles created and returned to over and over for comfort in the last year, called More Than This. Next, Lara discusses the new album, taking on the name Sharkheart, and advocacy.
released my last album 5 years ago, and I swore to myself that it would never take me like 3.5 years to make an album again. And now look, here we are. It's like almost 5 years later. Anytime that I start to kick myself about how long it's taken to get this album out, I just have to remember, like, okay, like when you first started writing these songs 4.5 years ago, you had so little money that you were donating plasma, right? Okay. And then you met your husband and like had this whirlwind romance and then got married and then like were able to buy a house. And then like all of these, you know, all of these big life things have happened in the last 4 years. And like all of these career transitions, you know, I went from having like 4 or 5 gig jobs at a time and touring all the time to like having actually sort of a stable career. I have this like one steady job that I really love doing and that I don't want to leave anytime soon, which I have never had before in my life that I can remember. And so that's, you know, it's been all of this like, oh, this is the year that you're finally a real adult kind of stuff. And then the next year comes and it's like, oh, no, there's this other thing that makes you even more of a real adult. I think that when I was first writing these songs and first deciding to perform under a different name, which partly came out of just feeling like the music was going in a different direction than what I had written before, and that I was producing it in a very different way and arranging it in a very different way. And partly came out of just the place I was in of transition and almost needing to have a little bit more distance from what I was doing, you know, so that if someone was like, I don't like Lara Ruggles' music, I wasn't gonna feel so gut punched. Like, now there's this sort of like, oh, well, it's fine. It's Sharkheart that they don't like. That's fine if they don't like Sharkheart, you know? Because that's not all of me. The album is called Wars Our Mothers Fought, which is a line from the first single called Call Us What We Are. When I was writing these songs, Trump had just been elected and was not in office yet when I was first starting. And I was mad as a hornet. And I think many women felt the same way. And I wanted to be writing from a place that was like bigger than my own narrowly focused emotional experience, you know, that was like less about like sort of personal heartbreak and more about like what was going on a larger world scale or even just a national scale. I wanted to be writing songs that like folks could kind of use as anthems that could hopefully generate some movement and some change in some way. And so I think Call Us What We Are, even though it came out of a really personal experience, it also came out of that desire to like say something that spoke to a bigger need than my own personal need.
We've been running, never fast enough. We've been hunted, we take the punches, and then we get back up. We've been burdened, outspoken, we've been hoping we would see the change. You say that we earn what we work for. You say if it sells, it has a worth. You say, sweetheart, the choice is yours. waging. Wars our mothers fought. We're still taking what we can make to give it all we've got.
I do feel like I'm really hopeful that once everyone who wants a vaccine can have one, that we'll be able to like go to bars and restaurants again and go to concerts again and like experience the things that we've been really missing experiencing. Like every time I'm in the Rialto now, walking through the lobby, looking at all the show posters, I just kick myself so hard for all of the shows that I missed. I guess one of the other things I feel really hopeful about is like, I spent a lot of the last year like advocating really hard for federal relief for music venues. And to see the response to that, like that over 2 million people signed the letter to their representatives in support of the Save Our Stages Act, and that the Save Our Stages Act got included in the relief bill that was passed in December and turned into the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Fund. And now it's like the biggest public rescue of the arts in US history. Like, and we're still waiting for those grant funds for the applications to actually open. But the fact that legislation was passed and that grant program is actively being started is like such an incredible thing that like really shows just what's possible when, you know, an entire country worth of communities get together in support of an effort. And like I really think that legislation is going to be the reason that so many music venues don't close permanently.
Thank you, Lara, for coming on the Captain's Log Project. It's been fun getting to know you better.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really wonderful. I've really enjoyed this time.
From KXCI in Tucson, this has been the Captain's Log Project. Thank you to Lara Ruggles, otherwise known as Sharkheart, for joining us on the show today. Her new album, Wars Our Mothers Fought, will be available April 18th on Bandcamp. To find out more about our guest, listen to past programs, or find out more about the show, please visit kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project. And remember, now that the vaccine is available to anyone age 16 and over in Pima County, please register for your appointment. I'd love to hear your experience with the vaccination. Let me know how it goes by calling 520-222-8652 or email me at amya@kxci.org. I'll see you next week. Until then, live long and prosper.